Gotcha. I finally did it. It is you, isn't it?
Where's the fucking lights?
It is. I can't believe I finally got you. Don't move a muscle. This thing is cocked and loaded. Oh, you have no idea how long I've looked forward to this day. How I've dreamed and schemed. The things I've had to sacrifice. There. I think that's tight enough. You aren't going anywhere. Not unless I decide it. I should introduce myself, seeing as how we will be spending a lot of time together. The foreseeable future, really. I'm Agent Cooper, Art and Collectibles Crime Division. I've been leading on our pursuit of you for the last 5 years and serving on the case for, what is it, ten years? I almost had you once, you know, in New York, that brownstone on 73rd, where you stole the Duchess dildo, 3 AAA rubies in the handle. A minute or two more and I would have had you then, and saved myself the last 7 years, chasing you across Europe, from score to score, always a step behind, always just too late. Did you frustrate me? I've spent 10 years of my life, 10 years following you from strap-on heist to cockcage caper. The best years of my life, gone. But I've watched. I've observed. I probably know you better than you know yourself. I know what you want. I know why you want it. I can probably guess what you had for breakfast. One thing I've learned is that you have exquisite taste. And I knew you would never be able to resist the famed Victoria Beckham vibrator. The diamonds, the platinum, not to mention where it's been. But I also know how suspicious, how cautious you can be. You save your boldness for the deed itself. Like scaling the pyramid at the Louvre? That was unbelievably bold. I knew if I paraded the dildo through Prague, you'd smell a trap like the damp before the rain. No, that would never do. Not for you. So I started a whisper campaign. A hint here and dropped word there. I knew you'd be drawn inexorably. And you were. Right into this pretty little cage I've made for you. And do you know the best part? My favorite part, really? It's not here. That's right, it's not even here. It was never here. It's still in the vault in Lloyd's in London. You've probably never been further from it. My poor, poor darling. You must be so disappointed. But you must know, you will never see, smell, or taste that thing. Even if it were here, it's in the split code case. Half with me, and half in Amsterdam. You're a fool to have even tried. A poor, but I have to say unexpectedly handsome, fool. We have 30 minutes while my team organizes the extradition papers. You thought so, did you? I know better than to put you in a Czech prison. You'd be gone the moment I turned around. Listen, I have worked too hard, too long. You are mine now. I will be on top of you 24/7. You need to pee, I'll be holding your dick. Got it? What will we do with our half hour? Good question. What will we do? You've cost me so much. My best years, my relationships, almost my sanity. You know I can't even use sex toys because of you. Every time I look at one, I can only think of you. How you've evaded and humiliated me for a decade. Yeah. Yeah, I know what to do with you. I know how we're going to spend this half hour. You are going to give me a taste of the pleasure you've denied me these past 10 years. A tiny down payment on what I deserve. I don't give a fuck what you do or don't want. You owe this to me, and you will give it to me. You think that's gonna stop me? Honey, I can get you hard if I need to, if I want to, and I want to. You're tied up nice and tight, so really, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? I have to say, these pants do look good on you, but they look even better half off. Scaling all those buildings has done some nice things to those thighs. So firm, such definition. Yes, I am going to enjoy this. I would have thought underwear would be necessary when climbing trellises and drain pipes, but I guess I would have thought wrong. And especially with such a meaty appendage. Let's see what we can do with him. Can we get him as hard as that antique marble butt plug you lifted in Rome? You can protest all you want, but I can see you like this. Just admit it, to yourself, if not for me. I can see the lust building in your eyes as I stroke this hard cock. And it is getting hard, isn't it? No matter how you plead and shake your head. Look at that. Harder than Lord Ashby's platinum prostate tickler, which I know you stole in Sophia last year. Yes. Nice and hard. I can see you like it when I run my nails around the head like this. Look at you squirm. Is that? Yes, it is. Pre-cum. You little slut. That is what you are, isn't it? A little slut for my hand. See? So much pre-cum. It's really running out now. Shall we see how it tastes? Begging now, is it? I haven't had a serious boyfriend since I had to leave my last one's birthday party to come to the scene where you stole Prime Minister Everhard's ivory cock ring. So there will be no mercy from me. Not today. This fucking cock is mine, and I will take whatever I want. And the pre-cum is just as tasty as I expected. Let's see what the whole thing tastes like. Oh, I do like to hear your moans. They tell me we're getting somewhere. Soon you'll be begging again. But this time to let me fuck that gorgeous cock. Now, master criminal, you are going to lick my pussy like you mean it. If you say no, you aren't going to say no. Not if you treasure these tender balls. Can you feel my soft hand around them? I can be gentle, or I can be cruel. So you'd better do exactly what I want. Let's just push you back on this sofa so I can ride that pretty face, slut boy. Now lick. That's it. Lick my wet pussy. God, I've missed this. Think of all the time I could have been riding someone's face but was too busy cleaning up after you. The rhino skin flogger in Rome. The perfect Pearl Benoit balls you somehow got off the train in Berlin. You didn't just steal priceless sex toys. You stole half my youth. And you are going to give it back to me one orgasm at a time. Lick faster. That's right, thief. I'm slapping your cock. Just a little encouragement. Now, lick that clit. That's it. That's just right. Oh, that's just how I like it. Faster. Harder. Oh, yes. Feel me grinding on your face. Oh. Oh. Now stop. Stop licking. Oh no, I do like it. I suspect you'll get plenty more chances to be my little pussy slut. But now, right now, I want to fuck you. And as you are all tied up and can't do much about it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. You don't mind if I have a ride, do you? I don't actually give a fuck. I don't care if you mind or not. Oh. It's been so long. Fuck, that feels good. Is that a moan I hear, my slutty little cat burglar? I think you like it too. If you think it's good like this, wait till I speed up. Oh. Yes. Oh. Feel that wet pussy. Feel it swallow your whole hard cock. Oh. Oh, that's it. Fuck up into me, slut boy. Oh. Oh. Fuck my needy cunt. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, it's fucking incredible. You're so fucking hard for me. You love it, don't you? Tell me you love it. Tell me you love my pussy. Oh, tell me you'll do anything for it. Tell me you'll serve me night and day, however I want it. Tell me. Tell me you'll make me come as often as I want. That you'll always let me ride you. That I can reach back and squeeze your balls if I want. Oh, just like that. And then I can pitch my nipples as hard as I want. That you'll lick them and suck them as much as I want you to. That's it. That's it. Yes, that's it. Fuck me. You took everything from me. Oh, so you're gonna give me this. Oh, that's it. Oh, my God. It has been too long. So long. So long. All thanks to you. Did you think I'd be grateful? Well, I'm not, you little slut. That is just a fraction of the down payment on the orgasms you owe me. Now, you didn't come, did you? Good. I suppose I should at least give you that. one last time before I cage you, literally and proverbially. So what can we do with this hard, wet cock? Such a pretty cock. How about a little love from my hand? Do you think that'll get you there? Yeah. And a lick or two. Oh, you liked that. Please? Is that you begging me? Like I knew you would. Okay, my little slut boy. You keep begging, and I'll keep stroking. Up and down. Up and down. Twist. Twist. Just like that? Oh, I know you do. I can see how desperate you are, how badly you want to come, how you want me to make you come. But should I? Should I let you do that? Maybe if I suck a bit? Is that what my slutty cat burglar needs? A hot mouth to go with my soft hands? What if I go faster? Maybe that's what you need. Look at you thrashing and moaning. Your poor cock is turning red. I think that's gonna do it. It is. Look at the pre-cum dripping out now. I bet you're gonna blow any second. Yep, here it comes. And I'm not helping anymore. That's right, slut boy. It's a ruined orgasm for you. And look at the cum now slowly dribbling out. How sad for you. Something for you to think about. A little gift from me to you. A memory to remind you of all you've stolen from me. And wait, what? How did you get free? I had you tighten those. God damn it, let me go. Let me go. What do you mean this wasn't the trap I thought it was? You'd better let me go right now. My men will be here any minute. Not coming? How do you know they aren't coming? And what are you doing with my briefcase? No, not the code, not to the Beckham vibrator. But it's only half. You still don't have the other half of the code. What? Swapped out last month. How long have you known I was planning this? And you let me fuck you anyway? Why? You always thought I was pretty? Well, thank you? I didn't know that you even knew who I was. But so what, you're just gonna leave me here like this? Will I see you again? I guess you're right. We'll always have Prague.